And those improvements you're doing to your backyard, hardscape, landscape, garden, those are for you, not those four-legged, crawling, curling rodents. If you've got something tearing up your yard that travels on four legs, Repelzol is a great application for nuisance animals and stays effective for up to 2 months. All natural, effective way to non-lethally deter four-legged critters from your home landscape. All natural formula can be applied to trees, shrubs, perennials, edible crops. It also works if you're looking to prevent them from chewing on fences. You can take the liquid Repelzol and spray it on the fence. If you're looking to create a perimeter, you can take one of the 3 or 6 pound shaker bags and just make a barrier around anywhere you're trying to keep four-legged animals from tearing up your yard. Bonide products are available all over the state at Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson, Treeland Nursery in Mesa, and all Summerwind locations. Bonide products are family made in America.
How much did you find?
How much did I find?
Made in America.
Oh, you know, quite a bit. It's actually kind of interesting because at the National Hardware Show, which you're referring to, they have a section, right, as you walk in called Made in America. And I tell you what, it's pathetic looking. But as you walk through the whole store, there are, trade show floor, there are plenty of other products that aren't featured there. So I don't know why they do that, because it makes it look bad. It really does. But the hardware show was just a hoot. You know, at 7 o'clock, we had on Sherry Hammond, who is one of the inventors that I met on the inventor spotlight floor. Did you know May is actually National Inventor Month?
Okay.
So just to kind of honor that, and we just have fun. We found a cool story, a mother, father-daughter duo who create. He's an IBM retired engineer, and she's creative, and she kind of tells him what she wants, and they work on it together till it comes out really well. So anyway, I put her stuff on our Facebook. She's got a store at Caddy, and she is offering a 25% discount to anybody who orders and puts capital R-O-S-I-E in the checkout box. So really handy. I'm going to order a couple and try to get my spices. I'll do a before and after for you.
Okay.
So, but otherwise, you know, the focus of the show, one of the main focuses was the smart home. When I say smart home, what does that do for you? Does it like jazz you or inspire you or
intimidate a little bit?
That's a good word. You know, I have pictures of people sitting around with iPads, you know, tip tap 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 on their stuff, and I have no interest. I don't need one other reason to look down.
At a screen.
I hear more electronics to buy, more things to break, more things to fix.
Well, do you know what the biggest issue with this movement is? It's connectivity. So if you're going to have all this stuff in your house, you know, you're going to slow down your internet. And so to have all the stuff they want you to buy, you have to have a really robust internet. So that's the first thing you would have to do as a solution.
And the second thing that drives me nuts, when you're looking at it, a lot of different manufacturers all have things proprietary to them. So if you've got Pella windows and you want to close the shutters, you can open the Pella app and do that. If you've got a LiftMaster garage door and you want to open your garage door from your phone, you can open that app and do that. You know, how many different apps do I have to open to operate? If it could centralize it into one app, which is kind of a scary concept to put that much power in one app, if somebody hacked it and they could then do what to your home?
Well, that is the other big issue is the security issue, because everything's living up in the cloud. They can even hack your refrigerator now. How do you like them apples? So, you know, that's kind of one thing. But I do appreciate something that has a really good, solid function. One example that did not, you know, these carpet cleaners that are self-cleaning. It's like a big disc-looking thing. They had one with a camera on the top. I asked her, the gal rep, I said, why would I want that? She goes, well, it's really cool. I was like, no, it's not. You're looking up somebody's skirt. I mean, why would you need this?
The camera's pointed straight up.
Straight up. Hello.
I guess on your app you can see where it's going in the house. I don't know.
But she couldn't answer why it was a good thing. But there are wonderful security features. There's all kinds of lighting and alarm kind of things that really do. And we'll go into that in depth another day. I want to do a good job on presenting those things. But one really cool one is the GE lights. Romy, they've come out with a line of light bulbs. And each light bulb has one extra function. So it's not, and you don't have to connect it to your phone or anything. You might set a timer, or it might change color, or it might have an extra little port to plug in. Like if it's a, you have a light bulb next to your chair on a stand, you know, it has an extra port so you can just plug in right there instead of trying to find someplace on the wall to plug in. Just like a half a dozen really, really practical things. But you know, a lot of the stuff they design is for the, you know, for the elderly elderly's safety, but they don't want to mess with it. So unless you have someone younger,
the elderly,
unless you have someone younger who wants to monitor it for you, it's really kind of a wash. So anyway, I wasn't a huge fan of the smart. It's like they just do it because it's popular, but a lot of times it doesn't make a lot of sense. It's just an extra thing to charge you for, keep track of, break, all those special things. Another focus they had was the tiny house. I kind of felt like the tiny house movement had died out. But it is big, big in the Northwest. It is they had five different models set up outside, and they were amazing. They have come a long way. They've gotten much better on the insulation, on the use of space. And I asked each one I went into, what are people buying these for? And they said it's all over the board. You know, people are buying them for their yards for a mother-in-law suite. Maybe a child who's autistic and wants to be independent but can't quite be.
Or less for him to take care of.
Yeah, yeah. Offices, crafts, workout, just you name it. People are using them.
I'm thinking duck or fishing camp, too.
Yes, yes.
Just me.
And there is a really cool...
That's where most of FEMA trailers from Katrina ended up.
These are a little nicer than those. There's also a really cool foundation, the Operation Tiny Home. And they are big. They are out of Washington. And they are taking it across the country for try to help with homelessness. And I saw on the news this week, Phoenix area is getting pretty... You're saturated with homelessness, and so this is one solution. Also on the reservation, and also for veterans, you know, like you said, less to take care of, just a nice, clean, compact little home.
I looked it up, and Phoenix Rescue Mission reports there's 36,000 homeless in Arizona, and it was kind of centered around a story of a single mom of four who got a job at Goodwill that helped bring her back and is able to move in. But that tiny house, did you see that article out of Midland, Texas?
I did not.
They have put together this tiny house concept for 100 tiny homes that are all centered around a community kitchen and a community laundry and community courtyard. Mm-hmm. And in each 10-home compound, one home is going to be designated for a missionary family. And it was started, this couple lived in a tiny home in Austin, and we're bringing the concept to Midland, where they've got a two rules. One, you have to have been homeless for a year. That way people won't move to Midland to take advantage of the tiny home. But then you have to follow, you can't break the law, or you get removed from the home. And they're not free. They are $300 to $400 a month to rent, but you can work off that rent by doing property and ground maintenance or work in the community garden, or to help you find a job for there. And it's a way to help you transition back into a home. And I know a lot of times we may see a homeless person and, you know, make and pass a lot of judgments, myself very guilty of that. But the one individual they were citing on this, it was James Barnett, 67, moved to Midland for an oil job. He was too old. Nobody wanted to hire him, but had lost everything in medical bills trying to help save his wife from breast cancer that she ultimately succumbed to, and was left with debt that caused him to lose his home. And
there are some real hard stories out there. So it's a wonderful solution.
And it was interesting that they said, you know, this type of tiny home is a solution to the homeless other than just feeding them a meal and moving them on to the next meal, to the next meal. It brings that sense of community back that they've lost, that they feel has resulted in the reason that a lot of them end up as homeless. They've just had a devastating personal life loss. They don't have their support group, and this reestablishes that to help them bring them back into, you know,
I love solutions.
Living situation.
That's awesome.
Yeah, long-term solution, not just, he said, a meal and move on. But that was an interesting story out of Midland this week.
And I was talking to a gentleman here in Phoenix who runs like three crews just putting tiny homes into people's backyards. And he says he's booked out several months.
Well, we'll have a segment coming up in the next couple of months on smart home and on tiny home and all the other good things we found out there.
Texter wanted to know, can a smart thermostat with a sensor in different rooms balance the temperature of a house? I would think you could definitely engineer something like that, but that is a lot of wasted time and energy of just properly balancing your airflow and designing your duct system.
I think it'd be hard for the thermostat to do it by itself. You'd have to
You'd have to have mechanical dampers that would, you know, change airflow. That's just an improperly balanced air conditioning system that a home energy auditor could help you resolve that
situation. I like that, though. He's looking out of the box a little bit, right?
Well, the phone calls have started on super cooling and saving summer energy bills, that's for sure. So here we go again. As nice a spring as it's been, summer will get here.
And we've got 8,000 new people to educate on super cooling at least. And you had, in the 7 o'clock hour, Arizona staycation hour, one of the inventors.
Sherry Hammond.
And she's got a Mother's Day discount she called back and said she wanted to offer.
StoreItCaddy.com. And you can go in there and find the caddies that she has designed that are on sale.
It's good for spices. It's good for...
Really good for medical cabinet.
If you've got a lot of crafts and projects and a lot of little containers with different screws, it's great
Beading,
for that.
How about oils? If you're into oils, those are really hard to find a place to put this. And so anyway, it's 25% discount if you go to her website and put ROSIE in the checkout.
And the discount code.
Mm-hmm. And what's the website?
StoreItCaddy.com.
Caddy.
Mom actually put a link to it on our Facebook fan page. Did it have the promo discount in it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. So type Rosie in the promo discount for 25% off for Mother's Day.
There you go.
Does that apply to both of her? She had the store caddy and the You Hang It.
The Go Hang It is not out yet.
Go Hang It. Oh.
It'll be out in the fall, but it's really handy. We'll have to be sure we bump that when it comes out, too. And you have a little deal going on for Mother's Day, don't you, on your e-commerce store?
We did. We dropped the Hex Armor thorn-resistant gloves that are great for cactus pruning or trimming sticky, prickly trees, branches, shrubs around your home. They are puncture-proof on the palm of your hand. The one person that didn't like them was somebody that tried to use it to clean up Choya. Mm. It's not protected on the back of your hand. Oops. And so it's just the palms and around the fingertips. You can get that at RosieOnTheHouse.com in the e-store. We just dropped the price to, I think, 20 or 25% for the month of May for Mother's Day.
Nice.